perish but have everlasting life.
Okay. So I totally agree with that. I love that verse. So that's telling us about Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, right?
That's right. And you accept
that. Exactly. So then how do you have that applied to your account, your life?
How
just believing that?
You say that out loud, and you confess it, and you live it because of what he did for you. You don't do anything. Yeah. You don't offer anything to the table.
Actually, you do. You just said you got to live it. So by faith, we have to repent. You said live it.
That's right.
We have to repent and come out of the culture. This culture is Satan's kingdom.
That's right.
So if you're here entertaining yourself with flashy cars and food and all this stuff, this is what they did in Noah's day right before the judgment. Jesus said it'll be the same way. By faith, we repent, and we come out of the world, our flesh, and the church systems, and then you get new life. You're born again by the Spirit of God.
That's right.
You must be born again. And when you're born again, what's your first name?
Al.
I'm James. This is Kevin. This is my wife, Debbie.
Hi.
Hal.
Right.
I used to love this. I used to have fancy cars. I used to hunt and fish. I used to drink and party and fight. And you know what? When God gave me a new heart, I no longer want this anymore. You know what I live for now?
Right.
This. I retired early.
You could use this right here to reach people.
You can't use carnality and sin of the world, sir.
No. You can look at these fast cars. Yeah. You have the opportunity to do what you're doing right here.
But what you have to do is you can't be part of it. You got to call them out of it. If you're part of it, you're part of the sin. That's like being a drunk to reach drunks. That makes no sense. Be a drug addict to reach drug addicts. To be a criminal to help criminals not be a criminal. That makes no sense. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, lift up your voice, call them out of that. By faith, repentance, new life, holiness and obedience is the fruit. If you live after this pattern of the world, you're not living holy, which means to be set apart. If you keep Sunday church systems like Christmas, Easter, God never ordained these. These are all Roman Catholic and man-made. The whole church system is made of man. It's not made of God. And so what my website does for free, don'tperish.com, I don't want your money. I don't take people's money, is it shows you the Word of God versus the culture and churchianity. And if you're a seeker and you'd study that, you'd see all the sin you live in, like I used to when I thought I was following Jesus, but I was worldly, I was carnal. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. And so when people talk about hot rods and sports and politics and Packers and hunting and fishing, that's what's in their heart. Christ is not ruling in their heart.
Well, you have an opportunity to build a relationship with somebody, then you can talk
the Bible
to them
doesn't
about Christ.
Yeah, no.
Christ was in the world.
No.
He dealt with
he never,
who did he deal with? He didn't deal with the Pharisees.
He's in the world like we're in the world, and he went and proclaimed them out. I deal with the Pharisees and I have to rebuke them. Jesus didn't join in their sin with them. So if you join in with it,
So
being a fancy car guy, that's in it.
I don't have a fancy car.
Okay, whatever.
I drive
we
old
preached
stuff.
At the we preached at the Packer game, and I had Christians there tell me as they're all garbed out in Green Bay Packer, where, oh man, we're Christians, we can reach people here. I said, you're going to go in there? They go, yeah. I said, you're part of the screaming, yelling? Yeah. I said, you're part of it. You can't reach anyone out of that. How about they said, how are we going to reach people? You ready? How are you going to reach people? You know what I told them, Hal? I'm standing outside Lambeau Field with a sign and preaching, and I reached hundreds of people. You don't need to go and join it. That's a compromise for sin and love of the flesh. And Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and truth. And the Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. If you're of the world and you act like it, dress like it, talk like it, live like it, you're not holy. You'll be set apart. I want you to be called a son and child of God. So I would encourage you to test yourself. My website would do that. I'd love to encourage you to go deeper in the scriptures. Lose all of this. Come follow Christ. Lose your life. Be a biblical disciple. He's so gracious. He's so worthy. He's so wonderful. He shed his blood. He was beaten. He was battered. He was bruised. He did it all for us. And all he asks Hal and Kevin and James and Debbie is lose your life to serve me. And most people, the church system says, I kind of want Jesus because I want to go to heaven, but I kind of want my own life too. Jesus says, no. You can't
are
have
you
two masters.
A conversation or a congregation here somewhere?
No, my brother here lives in Nakusa, but we're part of a home fellowship, and we gather with people all over the world, and I travel full-time. I'm a preacher. We reject all the denominations of man. There's not one denomination of man that's biblical. If you can name one, I'd like to know which one it is.
No, I would probably agree with
you. There you go. So
that,
if you join them in Sunday church, you're part of their sin. You don't want to do that. So the Bible says, come out, be ye separate, be holy. The Bible says, few in Matthew 7 are going to find eternal life. Look at the thousands of people. Few of these people are going to make it to heaven. In the English, that word means puny. A puny number of people are going to make it into the kingdom of God. I want you to be there. You may be a seeker, but you've got to go deeper. You've got to be willing to lose everything. the faith of Christ will cost you your family, your friends, your associations, your hobbies, your time, your interests, your monies. It may cost you your life one day. And here's the thing. If you're not living for Christ today by how you live, I promise you, when the tribulation comes and there's a line and they go left for the mark of the beast and freedom and peace and joy, or right and get your head cut off, how many people are going to go?
By the grace of God, I'm getting my head cut off.
But if you, but that, I think you're fooling yourself. If you won't live for Christ fully now, you're not going to die for him then. The Bible says that. So test yourself. I'd love to encourage you. I can tell a tree by its fruit.
All right.
Hopefully you see the fruit in us. Test yourself. We love you. God be praised.